Unfortunately, I'm just going to put my comments.
I'm safe, then. If you say so, mate.
Oh, yes, I can see the mounds of flesh.
There's no point in coming there. No, it says I've got more chances, more balls on the table. They're not even pot, really. It's the shot this other side there, which I'm hoping to do. It should be on.
Yeah, fuck all you.
I didn't have time to do that.
Matt Nolan.
Good tactics, that one. Good tactics.
Mr. Tactics himself.
Yeah, you would never actually determine the white going in. It's just
Wow.
Pop the wine.
what?
Bosom. We're talking about breasts.
Shut them cut off. Why?
At one point, weren't they?
Coffee and tea, man.
I've got to get work. I'm not going to be able to have tea before I have to work, man.
I'm sorry, man.
Cut to three. Maybe. In back Most men have a sad lacking about foreplay.
I read an article about afterwards and if they know when you sort of sleep over and go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh no, that's good. There's this hormone released in their body. And apparently if you keep them busy for a minute, then they won't go to sleep.
They've always used the same.
You can get me a drink of Rosina, please.
You should bust it up before you start. Please decorate it
after. Yeah.
I hate it when they say things like, did you enjoy yourself? Piss off. Selfish bastard. Best times when you're pissed and you can't be all, you know, and they're like, do things to you and you feel obliged to do things to them afterwards.
But when you drink, you don't do them.
Yeah, you just get all done to you.
It's not bad.
Buy a vibrator and get rid of all these problems.
God, what would you do if your mum found
America,
it?
In America, listen to this. In America,
oh,
you can buy vibrators in a vending machine in a garage.
Just take one of those vibrators over there. Kill them all.
That's why we're going to America. I can't believe it.
Mum has told me because if you go back with me,
what if I told you about a cup of tea from a teapot? What did I tell you about a cup of tea from a teapot?
The second cup is not as nice.
Well, first of all, it starts off, it's really nice. And then you get the one that gets a bit cold. The second cup is too bitter and strong, so you...
I think the words are really missing.
I think you missed the intimacy.
Companionship.
That's just like when we say goodbye, like if we've got like together and I can meet you, like he goes off because he's got no friends.
Put your collar down, love.
It always sticks up. Okay, now.
Yeah.
And it's just strange to go bye then. Bye.
Thanks for getting a stethoscope out.
Oh, look,
I did
really.
No, he actually first grabbed it off one of his friends.
When you finish your topic, you know, don't feel free to hand it over.
Yeah,
he's handing it over to me.
It's still got straight A's. Yeah, okay.
What's wrong with Phil?
I don't know.
I think he fancies me.
No, he doesn't. Johnny got the fancy. No, that's what she thinks.
It's going to be a bit of a puncher fire. What?
I'll just sit there going. No, I don't
need to wash your hair.
I don't think either of you do.
Yeah, I've told it.
Give him a good scrubbing down before.
Sleep with John, what's he going to do instead? Really turns me on when a man's nice and squeaky and clean and popping the shower and everything.
Yeah, if he doesn't wash his hair, he's going to wash out. You might find his other hair matted and he's dangerous in it.
I thought it's repulsive.
Okay. He's no, I've got one good thing to say about
very,
John the God.
Very nice.
No, what's he wearing? I don't know, so I can't say anything about him, but I did like the brooch he was wearing.
I should think you should form a relationship with him right now. Hold up.
On the basic thing. On the fact that his brooch is quite pleasant, and I wouldn't mind that. So if you do show him, I'll have the brooch. Numero dos.
He's a very good friend. But that's been said before.
So you shagged the friend.
No, I didn't actually.
Honestly.
Honest to God, truthfully.
He's not looking anybody in the eye, they're quite looking both in the eye. One
at the same time. Did you have sexual intercourse?
No.
What's his name?
John Marcus Thurgood. No.
You have a good time.
I can't remember.
She knocked away.
Elizabeth, I did not.
But she derived pleasure from the instant. Because she has actually been using ice cream.
Oh, we can get the pleasure from an ice cream, can't we? Patting the dog on the head or...
No,
try
to... I was going to say something very crude then.
Embarrassing, because I understand it.
You've all blushed. No, I would not give you a job. Ever.
Either one.
Either one. No.
Either one.
So who's it going to be then?
Fuck question. You're going to break down in a minute.
Get the lamp.
Come on.
And nobody, unless I get to know what Stuffy's name is.
Then there'll be vibrations in the floorboard. That is fantastic.
You'll be pummeling, won't you?
Oh, you might not.
What
might
to do is capable. Who knows him?
I don't, but I'll ask him his name. I'll see what's a nice
I'll go
like
to
like
him
here.
And say, excuse me, can you tell me your name?
It's
my mate, can't see you.
I'll stand by you. You can give me a call.
John.
He wants to fight you, so he won't.
Of course.
He wants to fight you, so he won't have to fight. He wants
belly.
To fight you, so he won't have to fight. Ditto.
Whose belly I want to know.
See the earlier name.
Is he the one with the cap?
Don't you?
Yeah. He carries his own hand just in case. Don't force it to neck down a pint.
No, so you take
I
your
like
time.
I like to save it, I can't afford it very
often. Mum used to buy Guinness for my granddad every week with Guinness and crisps. And then he thought he was putting away for me to stop. Where's my home?
I used to work for Hosted Dying. I just thought that, you know.
They died anyway.
Well, everyone does. I didn't mean to be nonsensical
there,
but
I know,
it's true. Is your mum okay now?
She's okay, all the way through.
Well, he hadn't got any, so it's better he goes now before he's suffered.
Mm. I know.
Honestly, I've seen people that have really suffered.
I've seen people suffer like that.
Oh God, it's hideous when they end up in the dumps, like, you know. Brain tumours, I hate dying brain tumours more than anything else. They're off this planet.
Sammy Kitten.
Sammy Kitten
on my own, yeah. I've seen many of them knocking around. Anyway, well, her grandfather got lung cancer, and it means they were like, oh, and on his throat, and then it ended up in his brain.
I think.
Giggle. Oh, wow.
Piece of material in make the spirit bottle, set it on fire, and chuck it at a wall, it was fine. The worst than that, though, is if you find a dead animal on the floor, you nail it with this piece of wood. It was sick, and this piece of wood is swinging, like ice is swinging against the wall.
I put this out of pain.
I know, it turns out I have to have a bag when the cats ring about. Yeah, but the thing
ice
is,
can't
it's got some stink.
I told Ross this, I said she had plenty of toys and plenty of food and she had no reason.
To bring him for a prize.
And she said, okay, yeah. Well, it won't happen again.
Yeah. You can't hunt, so they're teaching you how to hunt by bringing you in.
No,
they're
just,
I read it, cat watching, they think
it's,
they're trying to
say. Yeah.
I was playing once and I was looking at this boy, found a dead white cat and he picked it up and flung it out by his tail. Where his tail was.
I saw the saddest thing the other day, I told you about this, I'm trying to hear it somewhere. I saw a three legged dog and I was laughing as well. And he cried when
yeah.
I saw
there's
it.
So I had three legged one of the dogs, it went broken, there's nothing he could do with it, so they amputated it. And they weren't perfect, it's amazing. I did it awful so like.
Tim's cat's a sad state, isn't it? Hasn't got
it's
a tail.
My dad trod on our cat's tail the other day and she screeched and then she dives onto his leg, put all her nails in and went.
Bamba, our biggest cat, if he won't sit on a chair, he walks on the chair until she moves around, he'll scratch it. Circles the chair, waits until she moves behind him.
She genuinely sits on the stairs and as she's going up, she goes.
Poppy is going to scratch it. She went to the toilet door for somebody to go in. And when you flush the toilet, she's doing like this, isn't it? Honestly, that's strange.
My cat does come in when I'm having a bath, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Mom does. If you go to the toilet, you don't.
I was just looking lie on the rug by the radiator.
Absolutely. She's only got locks in the air and something.
Dogs and kennels.
Oh, that's good.
We've got four dogs. I hate the three. Hate dogs.
They always sit in the nose and you cry.
It's
got a bad one, but I
don't. No, that's the theory. If the cat's got a bad aim, it'll run away. If the dog's got a bad aim, stay loyal.
I hate dogs.
No, I wouldn't have never hurt a dog, but it's so.
Cats are really proud, aren't they? Can you see them?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I like about cats is, well, how much a pound would feed them? They've still got their own independence.
Mm.
Walk all over here.
I kick the tea on the cat. It's the most awful thing. Everyone goes, Mike, kick the tea, because I'm out. So all the ingredients in the microwave. And then the grill. So
flour, sugar, egg.
No, it's just like a nice tea. So I looked to the grill. And there's a big piece of beef. Oh, God. Sitting there. And I've got the spatula, lifted it up, put the dish and put it in the oven, and then I refused to cut it. I find it even hard to make a cat food. I know they eat meat, but the smell is really.
I remember one time I was really sick. I got
sandwiches.
The flu, I got the peas and everything. I got really ill, and I said to my brother, "We just need a cat." And he went, "Sorry, because it makes me pee. Can I be really ill? I have to need a cat." Okay.
I've done
it. He comes to the cat and goes, "I'm sorry, it makes me pee." You're going to have to do it.
Dog's got a bone in front row. Why don't you take the bone?
Oh, they're horrible. Our dogs got bones.
We've got
four dogs at two Alsatians a day.
That's by Jenny, a mouse. I usually get one for Christmas and I forgot because I had the flu.
Oh, God. Christmas cake for the dogs. Squeaky ball.
Christmas cake? Did you just say?
No, Christmas cake, my sister. Bought Arch.
We bought Poppy's dairy milk, she sells all the chocolate. Honestly, she's sad.
You
have to give her a piece, otherwise she won't leave your life.
Paul loves chocolate.
I thought Poppy asked for breakfast, a bowl of muesli.
She licks all the cheese off the outside.
When Jenny was a kitten,
she's
I used like, to throw like Maltesers to her. She used to lick them.
Yeah, they love Maltesers.
They just lick them, don't they? And they leave the soggy,
toffee
mess.
Oh, God.
And Tinkerbell likes cheese, my favourite still.
Polly loves eating nuts.
if you've got a bowl of nuts at Christmas, you know, all the shells on and stuff, she just goes and nicks them out the bowl and runs them all over. It's like, it's a terrible weakness.
Sit down, bar of chocolate. Well, sit down, watching Vic Reeves last year, bar of chocolate, and all of a sudden this poor cat grabbed it and ran off with it.
It wouldn't be a cat by any chance,
would it?
Yeah, like a big monster.
No, but the woman can't eat.
The thing is, we always eat our dinner in front of the telly.
Too bad to get this get straight to you.
It's terrible. If you've got fish or something, Neville just comes up and swipes it off the plate.
Have you ever bought that highlight stuff?
It's horrible. It's like cutting rubber, isn't it?
That's not that stuff in the sausage, is it?
No, that's stuff.
I was talking about.
Oh, God, we had that. It's
horrible.
We used to have
that.
Lunch
meat. Oh, you cut it. There's a lump of gristle in it.
This is worse.
You have
a shirt? No. We had it at work when I worked at Garner's. And one of the bags was split, right? And a flyer got into it. And one of the guys at work had to clear it up because it was full of maggots.
Oh God, that's a dog's bones.
My first taste of being a vegetarian all years ago was being told how to cure bacon. They're like, maggots run through it to give it that taste. And scrape the maggots out in the freezer. Sausages are the best, aren't they?
Sausages
are eyeballs, scrotum, everything.
Oh, just don't talk about it, please, Matt. Please don't.
Are you a vegetarian?
No,
I
used to be.
But you let your morals drop.
The best is I'm a vegetarian but I eat fish.
Yeah.
Or fish and
no, it's better than that. I'm a vegetarian but I eat chicken and fish.
Whoa.
That's what I say, all fish animals.
Yeah,
the
fish.
Aren't they a living being that God put on the surface if there is a God?
They don't feel pain, fish do.
Of course not, no.
Plants are living beings, but then they're by the good Lord of God.
I know someone that doesn't eat anything that kills the plant and only eats the produce off them. So they like that, nuts and stuff like that. But they won't eat raisins because mold grows on them.
That's a bit extreme.
Who says about these animals? Basically, apples was complete meat just control them, isn't it?
Oh, what
does the culture mean? Oh, God.
So I gotta go.
Do you do one cone on one side and Miles Davis on the other?
Which Miles Davis do you want?
Well, yeah, it's still compilation here. Don't know which one I am, so that's all on a piece of paper. You don't like it, I'll take paper. It's just that you said it was good, might as well give it a try.
I don't know if you like it though, Miles Davis.
It's like music, is it?
It's like jazz.
My dad
has a lot of bridges. Jazz is alright, as long as it's just... Stop at really 8 is a real solid brass jazz, really.
No, it's not like that at all.
That's the jazz I don't like, but...
I like jazz. We're going to get some money.
We've got some money. I was at 5 Leonard Cohen's just pure strumming, isn't it, really?
Leonard Cohen's 81, you can cast a letter to it nearly all last night.
Well, that one was on Sound of the Six, it's a good track, they really nice.
Which one, what's
the song? I thought Jello was pretty good, she had clear eyes the first time.
And Toaster.
The only thing I was disappointed at is that I don't know, I mean, he's an acoustic singer. He's played revival. They put him on Psychedelia with Jimi Hendrix instead, and the track Mallow Yellow was sneaking Psychedelia. I can't wait till they put Sound of the Seventies on it.
I love Jimmy Hendrix.
He's alright. I think being OTT was what made him bigger.
I don't think he was, so I think
he
was just
impressive. What really did it for me is that album Bass Guy, and he was just playing a normal guitar without wah-wah. I mean, bloody good guitar, I love it.
I reckon he's the best guitarist that's ever lived. Yeah. Is Jimi Hendrix.
He's
the only one that's ever mastered the electric guitar.
When I say that, I mean, have you ever heard Pete Green on the acoustic?
Yeah. Acoustic and electric, though. I mean, it's a big difference.
A bit of both. Have you got any stuff by it?
Who?
Pete Green or something?
No, my brother has
it. I've got.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. I mean, I've got the LP in the skies, it's brilliant.
Have you ever heard any Pete Atkins?
Who?
Pete Atkins.
The brother's got a...
Clive Jones wrote the lyrics.
Who did?
Clive Jones.
The mum's got an LP, isn't it?
Which one?
And now, I want to slip through mum's record collection and see what I can take from her. Man, I need about 40 odd tapes to reel in. That's what I'm collecting. I started off the basics. The trouble is when you run into the complete Bee Gees collection. You're asking for trouble, aren't
you? I think the Bee Gees are quite cool, actually.
Or I think I've been castrated.
Ah, look at that.
Yeah, I've got a pair of pliers somewhere, honestly.
Abba are far better than the Bee Gees. Abba.
I used to be well into Abba when I was about 8 or something.
I can't stand them.
I had loads of
Abba tapes.
No, I only had one album
by
someone gave me that.
Yeah. Well, you're saying Jimi Hendrix is the best guitarist, maybe not electric, it's far better. Well, there's equivalent players on the acoustic, which you can't do much excitement with, yeah.
The best acoustic players, are just... They're really good known.
Yeah, like Mantis de Platus, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's bloody good, isn't it?
I like Spanish guitar.
If you heard Lennon riff on the acoustic, it was amazing. Saying that, you know, you've got Dylan, I mean, Nick Drake, see his classics on the acoustic. I mean, you've got Dylan who was good on the acoustic. You know, all the folk singers are good on the acoustic, but nothing to excite everybody.
I like this conversation, really.
You're bored, aren't you? Let's talk about being miserable at 18 parties.
We like the Levellers, don't we?
Well, I've got an album by them.
A word
called the world. I I don't like the new stuff, it's so sharp. Like the new LP. I don't like it. Brother taped it for me, I thought. Bandwagon. That's exactly what I thought. We taped over it with the Wonder stuff.
Which one?
It's a joke, don't worry.
Alright, I like this, but they're on top of the pops.
Sorry?
Bitch.
Yeah,
I
true.
Like
that
some
collage
hanging for
the half. Yeah, they got a. That H is actually silent, which you can
pronounce
as C.
Mike who? What?
Miles
Hunt.
No, it's Mike.
Miles Hunt.
It's actually Mike Hunt. Really soft.
Mike.
Oh, it's on fire. Oh, my legs on fire. This baby lag, drastically. I've got 0.1% burns. I really like Alvin John. Especially when he did Kiki D. Go, go, Kiki, man. It's really good. Then there's Alan Price. Everyone loves Alan Price, don't they?
Well, he was at the vet theatre recently. He's in the animals.
What? No, not the Ollies. There is. In New Orleans. It's called. Do you ever hear the Dylan version of that?
The Dylan version is much better. I hate the animals version. It really pisses me off.
That's the rising sun goes back to pre-1600s, you know?
No, I prefer Bob Dylan's version. I hate the animals.
What album was Bob Dylan's version? I've got to tape, but...
I've got
what album was the rising sun?
Thinking
back
to you now.
What album was the rising sun on Bob Dylan? Is it on LP?
I like it,
I actually like Joe Biden's version. No, it ain't me. It's good
though.
This is
well into the field.
Love, Jack.
God, I hate women like that.
And you get really into the Doors to worship your living. Really into the Doors to worship your living. Baby, you can buy
I'll get into Jimi Hendrix to buy a door, yeah.
That's how he says it, I've noticed that. It's really coupley stuff, Lars.
Yeah, but if you spend a lot of time with somebody and they listen to certain types of music,
No, I don't think that's true at all.
Sigurd Samstedt, I play my music.
It's like, I never used to listen to any classical music before I went out with Stephen, and he listens to it all the time. And like, no, I listen to it, I really like it now.
So it's only one record I can play that's still sit there and listen to it to make a great big move.
That's because it's so fucking brilliant.
It is. It's other stuff that hasn't got that feeling. It's his last real album, and it's...
Don't
shiver down his spine, that's all. His other stuff's good. I've said to you, it just hasn't got that enchantment to it.
He's God.
Sorry?
Oh, honest to God.
It just hasn't got that enchantment to it.
Oh, God. This is when James was talking to me, he's saying,
Why do people girls. How do girls see in short skirts? Girls with legs as well. It's amazing.
I wore a short skirt when I went to Glastonbury.
Hello.